can I do you for, pal? Am I up here by myself?
Hi.
Are we on the radio? Are we live on the radio? We're live on the radio? Hi. I need my backup up here. Where's my girls up here? Yeah. Okay. So what's going on?
Hello.
I'm holding a sleeping baby right now.
I got a big fat dip of snuff in.
I had a costume change.
That's right. Do what? LOB's in a
costume change.
Skimpy little dress. Mikey, look at the area that Mikey's getting changed in. He's got somebody holding screens up.
I wish that I had one of those. I had to run
downstairs.
I'm going to
do it when I do my bit.
Oh, how nice.
Are we going to go right over there?
I'm going to go back there and do it so I don't give anything away.
So Mikey's about to do this big surprise, which we have no idea what it is.
Idea.
He's been talking about it for a long time. What?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
KBZT San Diego. You're listening to the Mikey Thon for Rady Children's Hospital on FM 94.9.
The following takes place between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m.
All right, you guys ready for the special event? Hailing straight from Taiwan, singing his smash hit, I Will Always Love You. Let me introduce you to our next performer, Mikey Thon.
If I could stay, I would on the rig get in your way. So I'll go, but I know I would think of you every step of the way. But how we're a race of you. Not the words, but I know that this costume was all free. But I know that when I go, I will think of you every step of the way. Thank you. That's all I have. That's all I have. Thank you so much for coming to see me today. And I wish you love. And I wish you happiness. And I wish you good tidings to all of you for coming here today. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Arigato.
Mr. Wood. Thank you so much, Mr. Wood. Oh. Thank you so much for everything you do for me to read me come and to sing for you. Thank you. And also, Mr. Wood, I would like to say to everybody here that I have been on wrong flight from a wrong way to be here tonight.
You got on the wrong flight?
No, I was on a wrong flight.
You got on the wrong flight?
No, I was on wrong flight that took up to 27 hours.
Long flight.
That's what I said. I was on the wrong flight.
Okay.
And when I finally arrived here in Los Angeles, Mr. Wu, can you look at me, please?
Yes. I'm going to look over you.
Mr. Wu, what are you looking at?
I'm looking at you.
Oh, but you will not look me in my face.
Oh, I'm looking right at you.
Why will you not rook?
I'm looking at
why
you.
Why will you not rook?
I'm rooking.
You're not rooking. You're
I'm looking right at you.
You're not rooking in my eye.
I'm rooking at you.
I just want to thank Garrett Michael.
It's Garrett Michaels.
And I want to thank Rick Johnson. And I want to thank everybody at FRM 90.9.
We are so pleased to have you.
For letting me come here and sing my song. Thank you
Put
for
your
being
hands
here.
Together. Wow. Mikey-san, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That was a great surprise.
I am speechless. I just peed a little bit again.
Whew.
Again.
Oh, look what we've got now.
Arigato, Mikey-san. Ah, brilliant. God. You ever have to follow that? Perfect. Oh, wow.
Where'd Sienna go? Oh, there she is.
Whew. Holy
That's hard
cow.
To top that. Oh, but here
oh,
we go.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, boyfriend Matt Commerce is here, and
yep.
we'll crack skulls. Do we?
Got to stall. She's got to put herself together.
Okay. Look at that get up.
Yeah. Looks a lot like the Miss Piggy outfit. I'll be honest with you.
I'm just saying, that's what she wore at Halloween.
Wow.
You ever freeze up live on there?
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice work, Adam.
I don't know.
Is this? Oh, here we go. Yeah, we got to cue it up, you know.
Oh, wow. Where did Mikey-san go? He just bailed?
He's getting
Mikey-san
changed.
Mikey-san is, yeah, getting changed. That rug
now,
was
you,
priceless.
Did you think?
Oh, my gosh.
I had no idea.
Not in my wildest dreams.
Not in my,
what I expected.
I had a lot of ideas about what Mike would do, and I thought
suspenders.
I thought Michael Shannon. And then I was
Hooray.
Like, you know, that seems so obvious, kind of like Dave Matthews coming out here. But
I thought it was going to be a live House of Cards building.
Oh,
I thought that's really what I thought.
Incredible.
That wouldn't have been good radio.
That would have been great radio.
Yeah, that's true.
He should wear that rug all the time.
That rug is phenomenal.
Oh, my
Mikey
goodness.
With hair.
Oh, it's so
Not
great.
Bad.
It made him look shorter, though.
What do you guys think of our... What do you think of our first Mikey-thon together?
You have, there will be pictures up of Mikey and what he was just wearing. It was... The tiniest little tuxedo I've ever
it was.
Seen.
Oh, it was amazing.
It was the tiniest was little tuxedo. It had a little red bow tie and an awful wig.
And a
wig.
Rug.
An awful wig.
And have we gotten some donations going so far for Rady Children's Hospital?
Oh.
Yes?
I forgot. Where's the box? Is there a box?
Yeah,
Where's
right
box?
Over here.
Over
Where's
here?
The box?
Somebody go make that right for me.
Because we got to remember why we're here tonight.
I'm going
right?
to watch you,
why,
though,
why
to make
we're
sure
here
you put
for
that
28
in the box.
Hours.
Here, I'll do it for you, Woods.
Yeah, sure you will.
I got that.
Jasper has a new bike.
What was that?
Yeah, hey.
Jasper, I got your new bike.
Hey, Jasper.
I love the new J voice. It's it's kind of like Hoyle. It's like a toned-down Hoyle.
Yeah, it's like Thanks. A surfer Hoyle.
It's like a surfer Hoyle.
If Hoyle wasn't pretending to be a surfer.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Some people spend their Thursday evenings at work or at the gym or...
Look at Adam go.
Driving home.
Adam's doing really good over here, guys.
We're at the Mikey-thon.
Yeah,
all you guys here to support us.
Hey, let's do some Mikey-thon shout-outs.
Mikey-thon shout-outs?
Like, hey, let's hear it for the Mikey-thon. What do you guys think of the Mikey-thon?
Sorry I'm late.
Hi.
Sorry I'm late,
hey,
guys. Sorry I'm late.
It.
What did I miss? What did I miss?
Oh, it was the performance of the year.
Lauren's freezing over here.
I am.
Lauren?
She's in a tiny
okay,
little
red
dress.
We're queuing everything up, so we're just going to wrap a little bit.
Okay, so we're getting Santa Baby ready to go.
Yes. Up.
Have we told the story of Santa Baby so people know what the story of Santa Baby is?
We may have once or twice, but I don't know how recently it's been told.
All right, well, the deal is that, you know, since it's 5 o'clock hour, there are plenty of people that are listening right now that simply don't know the story.
True.
And the story is that beautiful Lauren O'Brien here, when she first met her BFMC, her boyfriend Matt Commerce, she wanted to do something special for him. She didn't want to just give him the typical, average, ordinary gift.
Nah.
She wanted to do something really special. So she decided to go into the toilet and record a song.
Yeah. Some people give jewelry or electronics.
Sure.
I give live recordings from the can.
Yeah, from the can. And so she went into the bathroom. She used a pair of headphones as a microphone and sang into them. Had a computer, and she had guitar GarageBand. And recorded right into it and sang a little Santa Baby.
One take.
Sent it to him, and, you know, through email, and made sure that he listened to it immediately. She also made sure that he never told anyone about it.
Matt, did you ever tell anyone?
Not one person. And now
well, you guys split up for a little bit. Did you tell people then? Because I would have put it on the radio.
Yeah, I'd have put it on the internet.
I would have been like,
Matt, did you save it? Do you still have it on your computer?
I did save it. You don't throw something like that out.
Yeah, would you throw a piece of gold in the trash?
Of course not.
I would, but whatever.
All right, are we ready for the performance of the year, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, my gosh. I just got really nervous.
The first ever live performance of Santa Baby by Lauren O'Brien. She is in a full red dress, black boots, a red feather boa, and she is ready to rock.
I lost my white gloves somewhere in between here and EBW.
Okay.
I don't know where they are.
That's all right.
Now, if I forget the words...
Don't worry. I did. I already did.
Okay.
I've set the precedent.
Okay.
Try to forget the fact that there's thousands of people listening. All right, I think we're ready to go.
Are we really doing this?
Oh, wow. Very seductive moves already. Oh, wow. So she's got butt to the audience, and she's doing the little shake.
Santa baby.
Oh, wow.
Slip a sable under the tree. For me.
Oh, she's got a whole dance. Whole dance.
Been an awful good girl, Santa baby.
Sashay.
Hurry down the chimney tonight.
Oh, wow. Oh, and a little dip. Oh, and then, yep, little booty shake.
Santa baby, an outer space convertible to light blue.
Oh, wow. And the finger
Been
wave.
Been an angel all year, Santa baby. Hurry down the chimney tonight.
Quick peek at the lyrics, no big deal.
Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the black guys that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa honey, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lie. Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie.
No.
There's one thing I really do need.
Oh,
the D to a platinum mine. Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight.
Oh, wow. And the dip to the ground, the fingers swinging back and forth.
Santa, honey.
Oh, wow.
I really need the D.
Almost lost the lyrics.
Sign your ex on the line, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney.
Oh, wow.
Tonight.
Now she's calling up BFMC. She's calling him up to the stage. There he goes. He's going up with his Santa hat.
Come and trim my Christmas tree.
Oh, wow. That's really
with
weird.
Some decorations bought at Tiffany.
She's put the bow around
I
his neck.
I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me.
Oh, wow. A little kiss on the cheek.
Dance, baby. Forgot to mention one little thing.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's okay. That's all right. No big deal. You go through it.
Santa baby.
Right.
Forgot to mention one little thing. A ring.
Oh, the...
I don't mean on the phone. I'm off. So hurry down the chimney tonight.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, Lauren O'Brien...
That went a lot better in my bedroom last night.
Wow.
I got nervous.
That was
Well, I didn't
good.
Mean with him, sorry.
Right, right.
I actually didn't mean.
He's got on a feather boa. BFMC is now wearing her red feather boa.
There's red feathers all over the stage.
That's right. And he's got on his little Santa hat. And, okay, so we have yet another performance for you.
Oh, yeah.
Am
Big
I right?
Time.
We do have another performance.
Where did Woods go?
I don't know.
He
I don't know where Woods is.
It's weird that Woods would disappear right when we have a performer.
I know. He missed that.
Well, we have tried to make this as star-studded as possible. You know, first we got the kid from Taiwan.
They want to move his tent off, so let's move
he
on.
Okay,
awesome.
Okay. First we had the kid from Taiwan come out and do his version of Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You. It was funny, too, because I was standing there right before he came up on stage.
Really?
And Adam, our promotion director, was there, too. And he said, hey, do you know the lyrics to the Taiwanese boy? He said, hey, do you know the lyrics? And the Taiwanese boy said, uh-uh. And he goes, you think you'll be able to get through it? And I said,
he said.
And the Taiwanese kid said, I have no idea. And so, you know, I guess we found out, didn't we?
Wow.
Yeah.
He did pretty good.
That was a lot of fun.
When you've been up for a while and you've been
talking. He looked a lot like you.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit. A little bit.
Plus, he had a long flight.
Did you spend some time overseas?
A wrong flight.
He had a wrong flight. Okay. So they're moving the tent off the stage. We have a full scaffolded stage up here. And by the way, can we hear it for our promotion staff, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
The best.
M1s have come out. In force to support tonight, and Jay's going to get a fire pit going for these guys a little bit later.
It's already going.
And it's going?
Already done.
Yeah, lit it up.
Oh, wow.
Back.
They got couches. They got a fire pit. They got
a tent. Heaters.
So rad.
Everything.
Heaters. It's pretty awesome.
They've been working around the clock.
And it's pretty cool, too, because, you know, we're between two buildings here at 1615 Murray Canyon Road. You can see all the people listening in their buildings, you know, you could see them like kind of up against the windows checking out what's going on out here. They're like, is there a Taiwanese guy out there singing Whitney Houston? And
of course there is.
Do you ever talk on Woods's mic and it tastes and smells like dip?
Ew.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Why are you eating the mic?
Well, it just seemed like a good idea at the time.
All right. So because it's been a star-studded cast tonight, we wanted to bring you the best, and we wanted to be able to bring you Dave Matthews. Now, we had some big plans for Dave Matthews tonight, and we are not going to disappoint. We are going to have, you're probably the biggest smash hit Dave Matthews has ever had, which is Crash, right? Now, what do we have him doing? What do we have Dave doing? Was he going upstairs to change?
He had to get his robe on.
I don't think you ever know what Dave
We also
doing.
Need anybody that was coming down for the talent portion of the show tonight. We had all the M1s bring it down. Did anybody show up? I saw a guy with a giant unicycle.
Oh, wow, look at that. So we have a guy
There's
down here
guy.
For the talent portion.
Yep,
very
that's
nice.
Him. There he goes.
That's the biggest unicycle I've ever
wow.
seen.
That is the biggest unicycle.
Don't forget, by the way, we do want to encourage people to be donating money to Rady Children's Hospital and the ADI, the Autism Discovery Institute. The way you do it is go to MikeyShow.com, and as soon as you get there, you're going to see a banner that says Donate Now. You can click on that, and it will take you directly to a place where you can give money directly. And I don't know what our tally is. When we get upstairs, we'll update you on what our tally is. But been raising a lot of money. We have a lot of items up for auction, including dinner at my house with the cast of the show here. And you'll also have a pamplemousse coming over to provide food for us that night. It's going to be pretty awesome. And so that bidding was at $1,500. We're hoping to go much higher than that. And so please donate.
Oh,
all right. Are you guys ready for Dave Matthews?
Something.
Are you ready for Dave Matthews?
I think I see something.
Dave just got off a jet at Lindbergh Field, was rushed here in a limo, and is ready to play for us here tonight. And, oh, wow, look at this. Look at Dave. Dave.
He has a beer.
Dave has a beer. It's a Modelo. It's a Modelo. Especial.
That means special.
Yes, it does.
He's barefoot.
You're barefoot, Dave.
Oh, wow, with pajamas?
You just got pajamas on underneath that, or what do you got? Oh, wow, that's horrendous.
Stolen Mondrian robe?
Yeah.
Huh?
It looks like you're wearing a robe that Woods once stole from the Mondrian Hotel in Los Angeles.
Do you see the shirt that he's wearing?
Yeah, it's a Coke shirt.
Oh, wow.
It's Coca-Cola.
It's Coca-Cola.
Enjoy Coke.
Enjoy Coke.
Are we going to get started? Or
yeah, let's get started.
Let us get out of your way.
Yeah, let us get out of your way. You guys ready for Dave Matthews?
What's up? Yeah.
It's all yours, Dave.
I left my band behind, but I wanted to party with you guys here in lovely San Bernardino, California.
No, Dave. It's San Diego.
San Diego.
Anytime.
Anytime you're ready. I need the track up a little louder. There we go. This is a sweet song. Your cheek tied to me, tie and tie me up again. Who's got the claws in you, my friend? Into your heart beat again. Sweet like candy to my soul. Sweet you rock and sweet you roll. Lost for you, I'm so lost. Oh, when you come crash into me, and I come into you, I come into you, touch your lips.
Just
so, I messed it up.
Sorry, Dave.
And the boys scream.
Oh, wow. Oh, he's doing his Dave dance. He's doing his Dave dance. Oh, wow. He's barefoot. And that's a wooden stage. I hope he doesn't get splinters. Oh, gosh. That's going to require stitches.
Touch your lips just so I know. In your eyes, love, it grows. So I'm bare boned and crazy. Oh my God! Into me, I come into you.
Just creepy.
That's what it takes one to know one. And a boy, you ever not practice at all before your big stage event? You ever just wing stuff?
What kind of hat you call that, Dave?
I don't know. I got it from Mikey.
Well, that's great. I wondered what it was.
I don't know, man.
I didn't know what it was made out of.
I'm sweating like a whore in church up here, though.
All right.
I know that. I'll tell you that right now.
Nice beat.
Answer me. I think I'm done. What do you say?
Yeah, I think he's done.
What do you say?
Let's hear it for Dave Matthews, ladies and gentlemen.
I had way too many
cocktails.
Especials,
yeah, that's
tonight.
Right. Dave, you did a great job. Thank you for coming out here. Cool. And make sure you get that robe back to the Mondrian Hotel.
I'm going to hang out for a little bit.
All right, cool.
Anybody got a
sign some autographs?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, what are we doing? We're doing the talent competition,
yeah,
right?
Nice. Try to top that.
Yeah, we got a talent competition.
Should be tough.
M1 talent competition. All right, so what are we going to do? Are we going to bring these guys on stage and have them do this?
Well, if he's on a giant unicycle, maybe we just have him in front of the stage. Did anybody else come down to compete? Are we going for the record of one car in the parade, one person competing in the competition? Maybe we don't break any records today.
Yeah. Oh, do we have that one guy that was on the unicycle?
I don't know. He was here a minute ago, and then he left.
Okay, so maybe he wins. I mean, anybody else have a talent
anybody
that they want
talent?
To showcase? You do. What is your... No. Oh, you're on the unicycle. Okay, well, we have one guy. He did the unicycle. We got that. Anybody else have a talent here? I know that. Does anybody else... Okay, well, I think we got a winner, Jay.
There he goes.
Let's hear it for him.
Nice job.
Okay, now, at 6 o'clock, which is a half hour from now, we are going to attempt to set a world record, ladies
world
and gentlemen.
World record.
The world record is least world records broken in one day, and I think we're on track.
Well, we had, earlier today, we had a parade of cars, parade of one. You know what?
Nonetheless.
Baby steps. You know what
baby
I'm saying?
Baby steps.
And so what our plan is that at 6 o'clock, we are going to have people in their cars, in the parking lot, honking their horn and flashing their lights to jingle bells.
Jingle bells, yeah.
Right.
We need enough people here to break the record.
Yeah. So if you're in the area, 1615 Murray Canyon Road, go where they have to go, Jay.
It's the parking lot east of the Booz Allen building.
Okay. And they just park, right?
Just park. Face west.
Okay.
With your car.
All right. And then we will count them down.
Yeah.
And they will honk their horns and flash their lights in unison to Jingle Bells.
As we play Jingle Bells.
Will they?
They will.
So
now,
one guy.
Now.
And a guy on a unicycle.
We're going to have a guy on a unicycle with a flashlight.
Yeah, just going crazy.
Flashing his light to Jingle Bells. Okay, now, here's the deal. 10 o'clock tonight. It's my favorite time during the Mikey-thon is when we do the movies. Tonight's movies are Waterworld and Dirty Dancing.
We're going to start off with Dirty Dancing and go into Waterworld.
All right, cool. Perfect. I've never seen Dirty Dancing, so I'm going to have a good time making fun of it.
I think we saw it with LOB earlier when she was up here on the stage.
That's right. We did see a little Dirty Dancing.
I had to feel the time when I was forgetting the words.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what we have to do. Will is up running the board. We need something very short. And
Mikey.
I walked right into that. We need something very short that he could play, give us time to get back up. Make some noise here, M1s that are hanging out with us, please. Will, give us something short. We'll be up there in just a second. You got one for us, Will? Anything that is short enough just to get us upstage.
Yeah, I got one for you.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
That is Screamin' Trees.
Is it?
Song's called More or Less.
Isn't it?
It's Screamin'?
Yeah, Screamin'.
Screamin' Trees.
We just got you.
Peccadillo talk.
I know it is, because I just told us, saying, I used to, we're talking about peccadillos. Peccadillos is something that in the beginning was real cute, now it's not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was saying, I used to date this girl, and she used to say, instead of saying talking or walking or sitting,
driving, smiling,
it was talking, walking,
the IN bit,
driving,
smiling.
Smiling.
You don't need the G is silent.
It's and it's
Let's go dancing.
Drove you nuts.
Let's go dancing.
I want to do dancing.
Do you?
The dancing one bothers me for some reason.
Oh, man. And it was always those. And maybe the first time that was cute. And then I was like, it was so redneck.
Like, really? Really, Hayseed?
Hayseed.
Go dancing?
Dancing? Really? Aye.
Redneck.
It was.
I love redneck. I do.
570-1949 or 949Mikey@gmail.com. Call us and tell us those little things that you have. M1 Kelly from Mission Valley.
So when my boyfriend and I started dating, he used to wake me up at about 6:30 every Saturday morning, blasting Bad Romance by Lady Gaga.
Oh, my God. You thought that was cute at one point?
You thought it was kind of funny because it's like, oh, it's a guy and he's blasting Lady Gaga. How charming, right, how different, right, how unique.
Exactly. It's not so cute anymore.
Not so much.
Why was he? Why 6:30 on a Saturday?
He doesn't know how to sleep in.
Oh.
And he thinks that if he's awake, it's probably my time to be awake.
Aw, he wanted you to be awake. Is it always Lady Gaga every time?
Bad Romance every time.
That's amazing.
I don't even know that song.
It just reminded me that I did that too. There was a girl that I dated that I used to sing Journey.
What song?
Whatever.
Forever. Faithfully?
What? Any one of them. And I remember taking a trip with her one time. And I remember where we were. We were driving by Camp Pendleton. And I was getting it. You make me wee. And she goes, shut up.
Oh,
wow, she had hit her boiling point.
Gave me the sharp P.
Shut up.
Yeah, with a P.
What did you do?
Got irritated and started singing it louder.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, you're just like
me.
Awkward.
Oh, yeah.
You 10 years ago.
Yeah, me 10 years ago. This was longer than 10 years ago.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
God.
So I go,
oh, my gosh.
I go, what?
What?
Hard T.
Will get you.
What?
Oh, boy.
She goes, you always sing that so loud.
Don't worry about it.
That sounds like me.
Yeah.
I go,
really? Because I'm forever yours.
Oh, this is old. This is when Steve Perry was with Journey.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to.
Yeah. You know. This is years ago.
I feel for her, though. You have to feel for her. If she was doing
no
it, Mike. If she was doing that.
Oh,
she had a hard P.
Like, you'd be like, shut up.
Hard P.
Hard P, got him. Shut up.
Oh, I still don't see myself doing that.
You do?
Oh, yes. Drive me nuts.
How about
finally.
This? Maybe. How about this? How about maybe, hey, baby, hey, sweetheart. Oh, man, I got a headache right now. Like, can you not sing this?
Yeah. No, I agree. The way she handled it, no. But. I would try that way first, and then if you still did it, like, a month later or something, gosh, shut up.
Amazing. God forbid you date like a fun guy.
Yeah, fun
that's
guy.
Like fun.
No, but that's just Peccadillo, you know? It's like, well, what is it? Peccadillo?
Peccadillo.
But you never, like, maybe you get annoyed with it, but I think you still love it deep down. Yeah, you do.
Oh,
yeah. You do.
The other night, go ahead.
Kevin from M1, Kevin from Oceanside. You there?
Yeah, hey.
What's yours?
So I was dating this girl, and I used to cook her dinner, and every time I put a plate of food in front of her, she'd say, yummy, yummy, in my tummy.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I would want to shoot myself in the face.
Holy. I can't wait for the next meal I have.
Yummy, yummy,
yummy
in my tummy.
Tummy.
Oh my gosh.
This is
the worst one ever.
Kevin, let me ask you. Kevin, was it one of those deals where you were just like in your head seconds before you put that plate down? You're like, here it comes. Yeah, yummy, 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 tummy. In 3, 2, 1, then you put the plate down. Oh!
The frying pan and slap her over the head with it.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin.
Oh, that's good.
You there?
Yeah.
Hey, what about at a restaurant?
No, thank God.
Really? She did it because he made it.
When he made yummy, it, like, yummy in my tummy.
He made something good.
You know what the worst part of it is?
That's hilarious.
Is when they think you think it's cute.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
that
man.
That sounds like something a little girl would say to her dad.
Of course.
Or something, you know?
Of course. That's
she
why it was cute.
She was trying to be nice.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So,
in the worst way ever.
Yeah.
Kevin, this is an ex, right?
Yeah, you better believe it.
Okay.
I just got really nervous. I'm like, oh, no, it's his wife.
Well, here's my question, Kevin.
Sure.
Did you ever tell her?
No, I didn't have the heart.
You didn't have the heart. Oh,
gosh. Does she listen to the show?
No, she still lives in upstate New York.
Yummy, that's in my tummy.
Classic. If you think about it, man, if you think about the ones that you had the peccadillo, like you think about the girls, Woodsy, that you've dated that you had the peccadillo with, that drove you nuts, yeah. right? If you think back on it and you picture that girl, she probably had a few. Because as I think back on the thinking, dancing, walking girl.
Yeah. There's more.
Oh, my goodness, man. Like, I can just remember, like, to the point where you go, how did that ever happen?
Yeah. Oh, I got one that Jamie does that drives me batty.
What is it?
When she, oh, my God. It's like, I'm almost too embarrassed to even say it. She will do, when she talks to her girlfriends, oh, my God. She'll go, hey, girl. And it makes my skin crawl. I used to have a boss, this woman. And she would be like, she hated men. So the girl, she'd walk in, see L.O.B. and C.N. and go, hey, girl. And it made me ill. And then I would go home, and Jamie's friend Kim would call, and Jamie would go, hey, girl. And I'm like, for the other room, I'd be like, stop.
Oh, man.
Oh, it drives.
We have our, like, own little
drives me batty.
Hey, don't anybody Photoshop a picture of Woodsy wearing a T-shirt that says, hey, girl.
Oh, dude.
Exclamation point.
It's the worst.
See, me and my friends, like, me in particular, my friend Sarah, have, like, this thing that we do when we're on the phone with each other. When we're, like, trying to get off with each other, we'll be like, okay. Like, we do this, like, weird voice that no one knows how to initiate it. We're like, okay, well, give me a call.
That is great. That is incredible.
Yeah, like, and we both say it. We're like, why don't we do that?
I knew a girl who's... It's actually... I know a girl. And she was dating a guy. And he did this thing when he called that drove her nuts. He would go... Good evening.
Oh, my God. I would love it.
And she didn't know how to tell him.
Every time?
I would love that.
He thought, well, because the first time she did it, she was like, hee.
She laughed her ass off the first time.
Right. And then so he was like, oh, it's a hit.
Gold.
Good evening.
Oh,
holy cow.
I love it. Although maybe if it was every time, maybe I'd get it.
Every time Lauren goes, hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, you're calling to be like, where are you?
Right.
He answers the phone. Good evening. Okay, Dracula.
You're like, hey, yeah, Drac. Chocula.
Drac.
You know what? Chocula, grow
gotcha.
Up.
Right. Good night. Oh, gosh.
That's the worst. But that's what we want to hear.
I had one with my ex a couple exes ago. Well, I still do it. This is just something that I do. I don't know why. When I'm cold, I shiver, rub my arms, and go, and do that, and he got so mad. He used to be like, that doesn't make it any warmer.
I love it.
I wonder why that drove him nuts. Mad. Strange thing to get angry about. My wife is on the line. Hi, honey.
Hi.
It's my wife, Rebecca.
Hi.
Honey, were you listening?
Yes.
She's like, I've been writing a list for the last 20 minutes.
I don't have to write it. No.
Are you writing?
Yeah, you're writing?
Jotting it down?
Yeah, I'm writing it down.
So, honey, what is one of your peccadillos that you have with me?
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Well, the first one that comes to mind for sure is when we first started dating, whenever you would talk about a movie or a book or something, I would say, oh, really? What's that about? And you had this dumb joke line. Oh, it's about 2 hours. Oh, it's about 1,000 pages.
Amazing.
And when we were dating, I was like, oh, you got me again.
Oh, my God.
And now, 10 years later, I'm just like, oh, I want to shoot myself.
And she says, she will look at, like, now when I do it still, she will look at me straight-faced with no expression on her face, and she'll go, really, with the 2 hours? Yes.
She gives you the L.O.B. daggers?
Yeah, the daggers.
I love it. It gets old at some point, Mike.
Yeah, it does, but it's
never
going to...
You do it all the time, and I love it.
Never going to stop.
My dad does that with the haircut bit.
You'll get sick of it with the...
Oh, I love it.
Give it time.
Can I give one, babe?
Yeah, please.
Oh, jeez.
When my maroon man panties aren't laid out on the...
Really?
The man, like,
when you put too much starch on them. Stuff like that.
When you don't pack my lunch right.
I go,
Rebecca. When Rebecca and I first started dating, I thought that it was really, really classy and cool when she would answer the phone or make phone calls and she would go, "Hi, this is Rebecca." And it was in a voice that I've never heard.
Phone voice.
Fake phone voice.
Every girl does it.
Fake phone voice.
Professional voice.
Professional
Rebecca. Yeah.
And so now my wife will be like, "So anyway, babe, we got a blah, blah, blah." Hello. Hi, yes.
Oh, we all do that.
Hi. How are you?
What are you doing?
The first time you called me from your private number, Mike, I was like, "This is Lauren."
You have to.
Why?
Because.
Why do women do that?
It's professional. We want to sound professional.
This is Lauren?
Yeah.
Professional Jamie all the time, too. Hi, this is my wife. I mean, she's got a southern accent. She can sometimes sound a little bit like a hayseed. But when she picks up the phone, she's like, "Hi, Jamie Woods."
I do that too.
Okay.
How you doing?
Todd, and I guarantee all of you guys do it. When you answer the phone, your voice goes 10 levels deeper.
I don't think it does.
Yeah. It does. Oh,
higher,
absolutely.
I think.
No.
Not men.
Yeah, that's
the
problem.
What's up? I answer the phone like I talk. Hey, what's up, dude?
Me too. Hello.
No. Todd's like, "Hey, what's up, dude? Yeah, what's going on?" Like, and it totally changes. Todd.
I will hear her. I will hear Rebecca if she's calling. This is Rebecca calling to make a doctor's appointment.
The professional voice, of course.
"Hi, this is Rebecca Sparta." "And I was wondering, I was calling about Luke. He's my son." "And I just wanted to see if you had an opening, maybe."
And then she gets off the phone and she goes, "Okay, babe, we have an appointment and it's for tomorrow at 2:00.
Oh, it's hilarious.
You know, I've talked to Rebecca on the phone. I got to agree with Mike on this one. I got to.
She's got phone voice.
Phone voice.
Yes.
I'm like Susanna.
Yeah.
I'm like Susanna.
Yes.
I love
yes.
it.
Oh
I love you, baby.
Love you.
And
love
I
love you too.
I love all your peccadillos.
I do too.
Oh,
my
I do.
Oh, wait a minute. Can I give one more?
Mikey.
Gosh. Okay.
Can I give one more?
Well, if you give one more, she has to give one more.
Yeah, you
got to
give one more too.
Oh, sure.
But this is great.
No problem.
Yeah.
When I first started dating Rebecca, she decided that she was going to make dinner for me.
And so
I went over to her place, and she was making steak and baked potato.
Delicious.
Oh, you're going to humiliate me right now.
And so I walked into the kitchen and saw a pot with boiling water and two potatoes in it. And I said, I go, "What are you making?"
Did they have skin on them?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I go, "What are you making?" And she goes, "Baked potato." And I go, "Oh, I thought you were making potato salad. Hey, how come you're boiling it?" And she goes, "What do you mean?" And I go, "Well, the baked potato, you bake it in the oven." And she goes, and I quote, "Whatever." Like,
no
it
way.
Was like that was the silliest, like, "Oh, really, nitpicker?"
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? It's like micromanager.
Yeah.
Micromanager.
I would be so mad if you came in my kitchen and criticized my kitchen.
Yeah. You criticize.
You criticize.
I'm like, she's boiling a potato.
She's boiling a potato and calling it baked.
Yeah. I honestly was like, "What are you making?" Hey, I wanted to know, "What are you making?" That's all I wanted to know.
Because when you make mashed potatoes, you like, boil
when you
them.
Yeah. Cut them and boil them.
And so when she said baked potato, I'm confused. What a baked potato. That thing's boiling in some water.
Oh my gosh, isn't it weird that he ended up marrying me?
Yeah. Yeah,
he's
right?
Such a foodie. I know. Yeah. Surprised he wasn't like,
I'm
out of here.
Right.
I know.
Yeah. No caramelized onions. This is BS.
Yeah, this
really?
Is BS.
All right, give me one more, babe. Give me another peccadillo you have with me.
Okay, well, when we first started dating, one time I think you asked me to help you, like, balance your checkbook or something. And, you know, we were kind of going through the process, and I was basically trying to teach you how to balance the checkbook. And I thought it was kind of cute.
Sure.
Like, "Oh, look. Oh, and he's,
I'm gonna teach him.
My help.
He's bad with money."
Yeah.
What every woman loves.
Oh, he is so cute and incompetent.
It was like, you know, he needed my help.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was caring for him, you know? And now I'm like, "Can you make sure to keep that receipt? Because we really need to record that in the checkbook."
Oh,
and
there's no
like,
way.
What? I don't need that receipt. I don't need that receipt. And I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Figure.
You do that best.
Yeah, either that or she'll be like, can you blah, blah, blah with it? And I'm like, babe, you know I can't do that.
I'm the same as you, Mike.
Yeah. I'm like, you know I can't. You know I don't know how to count numbers.
I save the receipts and then I get home to a wallet full of receipts.
And
I'm like, great, cool. Let's throw these out.
I love you, baby.
I love you.
I love you too.
All right. Got weird right there a couple seconds ago.
That's so great.
M1 Embarrass from La Jolla.
LJ. Okay.
Good morning.
How you doing?
So I've been married for 10 years, and you know how, like, you're laying in bed and spooning with your partner or your wife, whatever?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you, like, you want to make out, but you don't know how to quite say it, so you kind of start moving your hips.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
For 10 years, my wife had no problem with that. Then suddenly, out of nowhere, she's like, I can't take it anymore.
So did she tell you then how she wanted you to proceed?
Well, no, we were kind of just like for about 2 weeks, we were just like not having it at all. Because we were suddenly this was like, what do you mean? For 10 years we've been doing it this way, now you don't want it this way. And so we ended up going to see a tantra lady and kind of doing this whole other.
Oh, wow. Well, what did they say? What did they get you to do instead?
Put your leg over your head.
Yeah,
and...
yeah. They said, hey. Now you got to get this little red light bulb, and whenever you want it, you just hit the light bulb.
No, it's just like a whole different approach. It's not so automatic. There's like
you do that now. That's whatever. It's real subtle.
I'm ready. Oh boy.
Wow. So. Well, he's still not telling us how he does it, but I want to know. It's all right. You're a little embarrassed. You don't have to tell
it's personal,
us, but
it's
I
personal.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's awesome. What a great call.
Love it. M1 Embarrass. 570-1949 is our number. Gavin Rosto. This is Frontline. Kids picking the music today. We got the Little Wiz pop quiz coming up because school is ending.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You were right, my brother. It takes a lot out of you to go down and back and down and back.
Yeah.
It's a Woodsy's. We're all in our pajamas.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, we've all changed into our pajamas.
Looking sharp, Woods.
I feel like Hugh Hefner.
I know. We are up in the Studio M and ready to go. And where is Sienna?
I don't know. Pumping.
I got to drink some throat coat.
I almost feel like now we're in our jammies, and I feel like it's almost a tease. Like, my body's like, why would you even do this?
I know.
Why do you hate me?
I know. Let me tell you. It's in the next 7 hours, you will experience the weirdness. After the 7 hour point, you experience the, oh no. Oh, well. This is not very comfortable. Anyway, our number here is 570-1949. And you can text us 949Mikey@gmail.com.
Can you?
By the way, I just want to say that Adam, our promotion director,
oh, yeah.
Dude,
is amazing.
Guy's the man.
He's amazing. And the guy got Jay's lobster.
Yeah.
From the palm.
Oh, my God.
You know, there's two out there.
There's 2 6-pound lobsters out there.
And I ain't sharing. I'll tell you that right now.
12 pounds.
They're the most gorgeous creatures that I've ever seen.
He was telling me the story, but a guy from the palm was telling me the story about him. He says, yeah, he goes there from Nova Scotia. So they don't overfish him up there. He goes, so they get to be gigantic.
Oh, yeah.
That's badass.
6-pound lobsters.
And they're in even colder water than Maine lobster. And I've had Maine lobster, and it's good.
Is that the deal? Is like, if it's cold water, is makes for a better lobster?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
It's such a trip because when you think about it, man, lobsters are bugs. They're big bugs.
Giant crustaceans.
They are.
Eat them.
They're the bugs of the ocean, but they taste real good when you put them in your mouth.
How good is it with a filet and with a big chunk of lobster next to it?
So good.
It's the greatest.
So good. By the way, the Chargers are up on the Niners. Chargers wearing the powder blues tonight.
I love those.
Oh. And
oh, nice catch.
Real good. So, 10 o'clock tonight, first movie up, Dirty Dancing.
I have a question for you, my friend.
Yeah.
Do you think you could call a game? Like, you're so good here on for 4 hours a day or 28 hours. Do you think you could call a football game?
Yeah, you want me to be the play-by-play?
Do the play-by. Do you want to
Will you be the
color guy?
You be the color guy?
Yep.
the only thing that will get in the way for me is that the guys that do the play-by-play, what I know is that in front of them, they have rosters and numbers and all that stuff.
Right.
So I'd have to make up names because I don't know what every number is. I mean, I know a lot of our guys, but I don't know all of them.
Right.
But I can give it a shot.
I do it when I watch baseball games. I do it in my head or I do it out loud if I'm by myself.
Yeah.
And it is so hard to do.
Oh, I bet.
It is so hard. It is such an art form.
Third and 10, Alex Smith in the shotgun. Ready ready for a what looks like a blitz from the Chargers, and it is a full-on blitz. Almost gets him, but he gets a pass off to number 84, John Halloway.
Before the first down.
He's got a quick release.
It's about a very quick release that's been part of his deal. You know, ever since Alex Smith came out of Cal, a lot of people said they weren't sure that he was going to be able to play in the pros, but as you take a look, Woods, at Alex playing here tonight, what do you see in terms of development?
Well, you know, man, he's come a long way. He's a local boy. You know, I went to Helix High here, and he's a local boy. He's come a long way. I think he's finally starting to figure out this NFL game. It's a little bit quicker, you know?
You know, we have Darren Sproles out of the game because of a concussion, so number 20, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Returns the ball to the 20-yard line.
He's a hell of a ball player.
He's a hell of a ball player.
Blah, blah, blah.
Don't know who he is. Never heard of him.
We got to cut to commercial, my man.
Got to take a commercial break. And we come back, we'll BS a little bit more about the San Diego Chargers.
That is hard to do, dude.
You know what is such a turn on for me? And I bet you, I wish Deanna was here because she could back me up.
Black guys.
Maybe Rebecca
Black can. Black men.
Oh.
That too.
Yeah.
But I'll be watching a game with Matt and he'll go, They couldn't run that pocket play back whatever. And then 2 seconds later, the announcer says it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, babe. You could do that.
I do it with baseball. And I'm watching it with Jamie, and I'm like, 3-2. I'm like, you got to go slider. You got to go slider. It's your best pitch.
Yeah.
Slider gets him on the outside corner. And Jamie will look at me. I'll be like, what's up?
Oh, you know what? I love it.
Well, here's the deal. We're all our dad.
Yes.
We're all our dad. My dad watches football games silently. And so I watch football games silently.
I do not.
Yeah. I don't really talk. I don't talk, right, babe? When I watch football. I don't say anything.
Do you get like... You
I mean,
the,
it's all
oh,
up here.
Come on! Nothing?
A little bit, but not much. You know, mostly it's just studying, you know? Mm-hmm. And I love the game, awesome. And I understand football better than any other sport.
Yeah.
And love it, but, you know.
The only time you talk has to do with your fantasy football team.
That's true.
And then it's like a running commentary, but it has
guys
to
are regular Jerry
Jones.
Oh,
we heard it.
Yeah.
We heard it. And he's like, talking to the TV about some dude, you know, some third string wide receiver that caught a touchdown.
I have a running commentary with fantasy.
But you know what you're doing. I was impressed.
Yeah.
Dude's filthy.
I love football. Love football.
Very impressive.
And they're here in San Diego tonight. It's a clear night. It's colder than I expected in San Diego today.
Yeah.
It's way colder.
It is.
And by the way, when the Mikey Show signs off the air tomorrow morning at 10, we're taking a little vacation, a little Christmas vacation, and we'll be back at the first of the year and do this thing all over again with you. Okay. Thank you to the Palm restaurant. First Palm opened in 1926. And it was in New York City. And now they have 28 locations. If you've never eaten at the Palm, we're lucky to have one in San Diego.
They're great.
They just opened a location in London. And they have over 350 caricatures on their walls here in the San Diego one.
They have one in Dallas that I've been to a few times, and it is swanky. You pull up, it's where the Lamborghinis are, the Ferraris. Could pull up in his Mitsubishi Montero.
Nice.
They'd park in the back.
That's fantastic. Let's see. Well, where is Jay? Do we know where Jay is?
I don't know.
I just decided to go home.
I'm over at the DS&C.
Yeah, that's right. I went over to help the DS&C get their thing going.
Don't Jeff and Jared need something?
That's right.
Back on?
Yeah. I rented my stage to DS&C. Had to rip it down, take it over there.
That's right. Take it to the house. Well, when Jay comes back, we'll get these guys in and we'll sample a little bit of Jay's lobster.
He's like, really?
Maybe it's you snooze, you lose.
Oh, we just
start feasting.
Can you imagine he walks in and we all have like 4 pounds of lobster in front of us?
I mean, that drawn butter is not getting any hotter.
There he is.
Hey, Jay, let's...
Hey, I don't know what you're talking about. That's my lobster.
Is it?
There's 12 pounds of lobster out there, guy. Do you want to bring some of that in here and share it with us, or what are you going to do, buddy? Jay.
Okay. Hey, man.
When you put it like that, yeah. I guess when the boss tells you got to share your lobster.
Listen, dude, if you can put down 12 pounds of lobster, more power to you.
I'm bringing it in.
All right. Nice. Did you see the size of the claws?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
On the lobster. It's gnarly.
They don't have those on the California lobster. They're the spiky guys.
Oh, heck no.
Feast.
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right here. That's perfect right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Hold
those are gigantic.
Oh, my God.
You know what? It makes me wish that I could go on a fishing trip once when they haul these suckers out of the water. Oh, look at this.
Oh.
They're putting a bib.
Yes, bib me.
They're putting a bib on Lauren. that is fantastic.
Where's the other one? Fantastic.
Thank you.
It's like being at a swanky restaurant.
Yeah, it is. It's having a swanky restaurant come to you.
The Palm developed the first customer loyalty program called the 837 Club with more than 100,000 members.
Wow.
They're putting a bib on me.
No, that's not right. Rebecca does that every night. Rebecca at 5.
Yeah. Did she remember my sippy?
Oh.
I was just thinking that. Where
did Sienna go?
I don't know. Do we know where Sienna is?
I think she's milking.
All right.
Milking. You mean pumping.
You're not supposed to say milking. You're supposed to say that she's pumping.
Milkers like to milk.
Supposed to say she's pumping.
Wow. Gosh, her little baby is cute. Man.
Oh, my goodness.
That baby.
So,
she hasn't cried all day.
Let's explain. And let's introduce this gentleman. We have two guys here from the Palm Restaurant, and let's have you guys introduce yourselves.
Yeah. Sure. My name is Adam Gash. I'm the general manager.
And you're the guy in the business suit, so I assumed you were going to be the general manager.
Exactly.
Who have you got with you?
I'm Ryan Duncan. I'm one of the servers at the Palm.
There you go.
Professional Beautiful. Lobster cracker.
Dude.
Holy cow. I brought the professional.
The best.
Wow. Nothing but the best for you guys. Big,
of course.
Professional to crack it. No that work.
Is... Now look
who it is.
Jamie's here. Jamie's here.
He's back. He's back.
Tied in. Oh, look. Woodsy's so happy to see his wife.
Oh, she's been away.
Yeah, Sienna wanted to see the reunion.
Oh.
She popped her head in.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. You don't know that song, Mike?
No.
What is it? What is
it's called All My Bags Are Packed.
She's like, nothing. I just made it up.
It's from Armageddon when they reunite.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Woodsy is getting emotional. Oh. He's so happy to see her. He really missed you, Jamie.
I know the song, Lawrence.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Sienna.
On a jet
plane. Oh, I know that one.
Oh, yeah, that
cute.
One.
Here you go.
Maybe I'm just sitting with a seat.
Yeah, so looks like he's going to be taken up for a while.
I had to go one at a time. Sorry, it took me a while.
It's okay. So let me ask you. Let me ask the lobster kraken guy.
Ryan.
Ryan.
How you doing?
Ryan, how did you, this is a dumb question, but did you have to be taught like at a place like, hey, here's how you do this? Like, how'd you learn how to crack a lobster the way you're doing it?
Basically, when you first get there, they show you, stick a claw in your hand and a napkin.
Yeah.
Hand you the little fork and
say, go for it.
Dig them out.
Yeah.
And
I'm guessing it's like anything else. The more you do it, the better you get at it.
True.
Yeah. And so.
One would think anyways.
Yeah. Now, what is the.
He only sells lobsters in his section, so he's very good at it.
Okay. Now, what, you know, these are, look at the size of that lobster claw.
That's your big thrasher claw there.
Did Rebecca have to leave because lobster makes her crazy?
Yeah.
Oh,
Rebecca,
wow.
Yeah, Rebecca can't do seafood.
It's fine.
Oh, man.
All right, let's pull this big guy out for you.
So,
what?
What is
look
the...
Look at all that meat.
That's
my goodness.
What is the average size lobster that's ordered at the restaurant?
We do 3, 4.
Get right on it.
We do 3, 4, 5, and 6 pound lobster.